Okay, welcome home to our community of love and light. I'm Kate Barge, and this is the second class module call for the Game of Life Mastery program. And I want to thank you for being here. As I just mentioned, I am so excited to share with you the magical, simple teachings of Florence Govelshin, you know, together with the angels and Florence's loving energy, we will overcome the fears of this physical world to live happier, more fulfilling lives. And I'm excited to hold the space for you to step into the full belief that you deserve to be happy and to manifest through that knowing from deep within immeasurable happiness. So we'll just begin with some admin info. This call will be about an hour and maybe just a little bit longer, and it will be recorded. The recording and transcript will be added to the members' website within 48 hours. And if you have not joined the private Facebook community, I want to encourage you to join us. It's a warm, welcoming environment loaded with support. And if you've not received your invitation to join, please contact me immediately so we can get you squared away, because all those invitations did go out. Now, you do not have to post anything if you're not comfortable posting, but I encourage you to read through the posts so that you don't miss anything. Okay, so this is class call module number 2. And your homework was to read the first chapter, The Game, in the workbook, and complete the inside assignments. And I know you did your best, and you've completed what's in your highest good at this time. And if you didn't get to any of it, not to worry. The universe will work with you to accomplish this when the time is right. Everyone has their own level of personal energy and needs. Obviously, the workbook stands on its own, and the class calls can stand on their own, too. I've had students listen in to the calls and never open the workbook. But your angels will guide you to what fulfills your needs at this time. So please, do not beat yourself up if you've had to miss a call, a live call, or reading the material. Focusing on your energy and maintaining the highest vibration of love is the absolute most important thing for you to do. Now, if you have your workbook with you, please turn to the back side of the introduction page. You'll see that the very last thing on that second page of the introduction is a section to claim your intention for this program. And I'm going to ask you to write your name there. If you don't have your workbook with you, not to worry. When you do, please go to the page and write in your name. But for now, together as a group, I'm going to claim our intention by speaking the word. We, the Game of Life Mastery community, now set and anchor our intention to heal the fear within us and reconnect with our higher self. We now prepare to receive all that is ours by divine right, under grace, in a miraculous way. Now, many of you have been students of Florence for a long time, while others may be new to the energy of her simple teachings. But together, we're going to dive deeper into the power of Florence's teachings and expand the energy of them. Now, when I was first introduced to Florence's teachings, I was struggling to survive, and God was taking care of me because I was certainly doing a lousy job. I had given my power away, and I was lost. And then Florence's loving energy came into my life, and the constant struggle stopped. I had known all my life that there was something more, something bigger than me, that if I could just tap into it, my life would be easier. And I'd been knocking at that door for years. And Florence's energy opened that door, and the struggling stopped. And whether you've been struggling to survive or your life's really good in all areas of your square of life, but you know in your heart that there's something more. You'll find it here when you implement Florence's simple teachings, heal your pain of fear with the mastery tools, and reach out for help when you need it. And I want you to always remember that you're no longer alone in your quest to be something more and to live a happier life. We'll be rewriting your neural pathways of limiting beliefs and thought patterns, and we started that last week. And you're now in that process of shifting your energetic frequency to the higher vibration of love, to make the higher vibration of love your new normal state of being. Florence called the neural pathways subconscious records. She taught of our ability to rewrite these records 100 years ago. But scientists didn't catch up to this truth till the 1960s. Prior to the 60s, researchers believed that changes in the human brain could only take place during infancy and childhood. The scientific community believed and taught that the brain's physical structure was permanent, but it isn't. And we started the process of rewriting your belief in your deserving to be happy last week. If you weren't on the live call or you haven't listened to the recording of the call yet, you have access to it in the private mastery website. Now, these class module calls are experiential. We will be shifting energy in each call and holding the energy to rewrite neural pathways of belief that no longer serve you. And as we progress through the workbook and the class calls each week, you'll be at a higher level of understanding and energy. So if you're a returning lifetime member or you're listening to this recording 6 months from now, the material we cover in the calls and the workbook will have a new, deeper meaning each time you experience it. This is the magic of Florence's teachings and ascension. And one of the main reasons this program has a lifetime membership. Now, in our intro call last week, we explored the power of energy and how through our energy we create the experiences of our lives. Well, this week I want to share with you the 5 power commitments for this program. And I posted this in the Mastery Tool Library, so be sure to go there and download the 5 power commitments, print out the second page, sign, and date it. If you don't have a printer, then I suggest writing the commitments out by hand and signing that paper. This is very powerful, so please do this for yourself. So these are the commitments, and you may write them down if you wish, but they are in the Mastery Library. Number 1, commit to being open to a new possibility. We've all read self-help books, taken classes and programs, and we know a lot. But knowing a lot of things comes with a price. Sometimes since we know something, we stop taking in new perspectives. So please, set aside the things you know and open your heart to your inner guidance. And through that guidance, take in what's presented here and hold on to what resonates and set aside what doesn't. It may be important later. And ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask something you're wondering about. If you want to know, then it's important. Ask. And I'll just share with you that every time I present this program, I do the same thing. I set aside what I've known and allow the angels in Florence to show me what's important today. So commitment number 1 is commit to being open to a new possibility. Number 2, commit to being in the moment. Being in the moment gives you access to instantaneous creation. And the better you get at it, that staying in the moment, the more quickly your energy will form into matter and you'll be experiencing what you wanted to create. So when you step out of your physical life and look at your experiences as an observer, I believe you'll see that you're experiencing being in the moment more and more easily. So commitment number two is commit to being in the moment as much as humanly possible. Now number three, commit to accepting responsibility for the life you've created and accept the fact that you have the power to create everything that brings you joy, your version of heaven on earth. Accept your life as it is. This doesn't mean give up on creating something that you'll love. Accepting your life as it is removes anxious fear energy that may currently be your life's foundation. If this is the case, it'll reveal itself during this program, and you'll have the tools and support to face it, disconnect from it, and heal it, so you're free to live your life in joy and happiness instead of fear. Now, we don't readily accept things because we either consciously or subconsciously believe acceptance is painful. Being in pain is painful. Accepting our lives as they are sets us free to create something better. So commitment number three, commit to taking responsibility for the creation of your life and be willing to fully accept and step into your power to create what you really want. Number four, commit to choosing to be in the highest vibration of love humanly possible. Love is the strongest magnetic force in the universe, and consciously choosing to be that energy changes everything. The shift to love energy will challenge less-than-love beliefs and thought patterns of the subconscious. And this mastery program provides you with more tools than you'll use to bring your subconscious into alignment with your conscious and superconscious. So commitment number four is commit to choosing to be in the highest vibration of love humanly possible. Number five, commit to addressing the feeling of being tired quickly. When we're tired, it's easy for fear to sabotage our progress. Fear sneaking in is a sign to evaluate, am I tired? And then take the action steps to rest your body to reclaim love or above energy. So commitment number five, commit to addressing the feeling of being tired quickly. Simple, very simple commitments. Now the Jumpstart Your Power exercise that the angels gave me to shift my energy quickly is in the Mastery Tool Library. If you have not listened to it yet, please do so. You'll find it to be a priceless tool to help you reclaim your love or above energy. And the audio of that exercise and the PDF file of the five commitments are available in the Mastery Tool Library on the private members' website. So be sure to download those files. Now you're committing to shifting your energy to the highest vibration of love possible. Be conscientious when working with energy. And that is every moment of every day, by the way. So if less than love energy is holding you back, know that it can be very powerful. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. Fear energy can paralyze you if you let it. We don't see radiation. We don't see that energy. And it's lethal. If this energy, this fear energy, is hiding in the shadows of your heart, it will be revealed, and you now have the power to face it, disconnect from it, and heal it. However, you are human, Me too. And the human way of doing things is to take that fear energy back and play with it, especially when we're tired. Hence the importance of commitment number 5. So be conscious of taking fear back and playing with it once you've processed through it. Now, we can heal an energy to its core. But if we consciously or subconsciously decide to take it back and play with it, to some degree, we recreate the wound all over again. And how many times have you prayed and given things to God, letting go of the worry of it, and then taking it back and played with it, taking it back and worried about it some more because you didn't fully trust God to handle it? Well, God wasn't working fast enough for you. I've been there. I've done that. Acknowledging that you've taken it back is the first step to stopping this cycle of behavior. And if you have not met your worry angel, please go to the Mastery Tool Library and download the Meet Your Worry Angel Guided Journey. And if you have the time, listen in to the full program of Meeting Your Worry Angel. It's listed under Programs in the Mastery Tool Library. So don't beat yourself up if you take some fear and worry back and play with it. This is just what we humans do. It's how we're wired. It's our normal way of living. But together, we'll change that normal way of living, that playing with fear. And by the way, playing with fear is like playing with grenades. You don't know when one will go off and suck you into a vortex of being lost. But you're in this program, and I want you to know, to really know in your heart, that that sense of being lost is already within your power to stop now. Because you know how to choose the energy you want to be in. You're magnificently stepping into your power now, and through your love and above energy, you're transcending physical world fear. So if you take your fear and worry back to play with, don't beat yourself up about it. It's only a problem when you don't catch yourself doing it and you play with it for a few days or weeks or months and then realize you're back to square one. So instead of beating yourself up, congratulate yourself that you discovered that you're playing with it again, and take the action steps to heal the energy. So now I want to get really clear on shifting our energy. When we shift our energy, raising the vibration, we begin an energetic transformation at a cellular level. We begin to change the reality of our lives from the inside. Because our reality is created from within. You know, Florence talks about man creating his life through him. It's through our energy that everything in our reality, everything in our lives, has been molded into experiences and material things. And no matter who you are, or what you have or have not done in your life, you have the ability to create something new and different as your everyday life. And the energy of our planet is supporting you to do this more quickly now than ever before. You know, I talk about no one getting to opt out of the higher vibration of Christ consciousness love energy that's sweeping every aspect of our planet. And I know that, you know, to listen to the news, there are terrible things happening. You know, people are doing terrible things. Secrets are being revealed, and the darkness, it can no longer hide from the light because there are so many who are shifting into that higher vibration of love, like you. And the light is winning. As individuals, we're being affected by these waves of Christ consciousness energy. And what it's doing is revealing less than love energy that we've suppressed, energy that we may have been suppressing for years. And it's a normal part of our everyday living. The way that energy is being revealed is through life experiences, relationships, anything that's going on in your life that you feel some resistance coming up. And we talked about resistance last week. It's when something happens that we're not in agreement with, and there it is, that energy that's uncomfortable, and we can feel it in our body. And even though we are of love, that divinity of God, we're housed in a human body. And the human body takes on the fear energy of this planet. And we're taught to take this fear energy on as babies, to be afraid. And at some level, that fear has written a neural pathway in our brain of our worthiness or unworthiness to be happy. And the light, that's this fluctuating energy of light, is revealing this hidden, less than love, dark energy of fear. And that fear stems from somewhere. It could be from this lifetime, as a baby, as a child, or a toddler. Something happened that we constructed the belief that we were a problem. We weren't worthy. We weren't lovable. Or it could be from a previous lifetime. And sometimes this fear energy is quick to heal. We can simply use that jumpstart your power exercise and be done with it. But for the stronger, less than love energy, we need to locate the core of it, locate its origin, and heal it by facing and disconnecting the cords to it. And we're going to be doing that in this program on the call, and I'll let you know when to get ready for that. Now, years ago, the paradigm of living was to search within to discover what you needed to heal. We needed to dig. And on page 14 of the workbook, I say it's critical to dig out beliefs and thought patterns that no longer serve us. Well, the workbook was originally written in 2009, and things have changed. The new paradigm of living is to identify the energy we wish to be in, and whatever needs to be healed will just simply be revealed. We don't have to dig. And I'm thrilled to share with you that the workbook will be in its second printing later this year, and that part will be changed. So we no longer have to dig for limiting beliefs, thought patterns, and fear. This new paradigm of living is this. 1, shift our energy to love and above. 2, fear energy reveals itself as resistance. That's what happens. And this is where so many people throw up their hands and give up, thinking that shifting into that love or above energy, that place where it feels really good, is ultimately too painful to stay in. They don't know what to do with that resistance energy. You, the angels, Florence and I, are going to go through tool after tool to help you discern which one works best for you and to know what to do. No matter what's going on in your life, you have the ability to choose a higher outcome. You can make changes, and having all these wonderful, simple tools will make those changes so much easier. Now, the secret taught of the law of attraction and gave examples of people who've used it and created miraculous lives, but it did not tell you how to identify energy and how to focus and harness its power. We're going to do that. We're going to walk step by step to harness and focus the power within you to do just that, create a new reality. And the basic steps are the same. but the tools you need to get there aren't the same for everyone. This is why there's so many tools in this program. So use what works for you and set what doesn't aside. It may be of use to you at a later date. And many of you have brought tools with you. Use them and incorporate what's in the Mastery Tool Library. Use whatever works best for you. Again, the magic of Florence's teachings is one, how simple they are, and two, every time you read her words, you'll find something new that you didn't read before, something that speaks to your heart, directly to your heart, as if it were written just for you, moments before you began to read her words. So the bottom line is this. When you set your intention to shift your energy to create a new reality, whatever less-than-love energy that's buried within the shadows of your heart will be revealed. Know that energy began with some form of victim experience. Something happens to us where we're the victim. Someone we trusted generated less than love energy within us through some kind of experience, and we felt unlovable, not good enough, unworthy, undeserving. We experienced shame and guilt, and this energy may have begun as babies or toddlers through something we didn't understand, and it stuck. We held on to it as the real deal. The truth. But the truth is that you are a limitless, powerful, spiritual being of love and light, and you deserve everything that makes your heart sing with joy. Everything. Now, we were born with that belief that we're limitless possibilities with the world at our feet. And then this victim energy overwrote your neural pathway, and you began to vibrate at a level of fear. And this began your archive of limiting beliefs that you've used to create the reality you live in today. Through your child's mind or previous life, you held on to this victim energy through unforgiveness. As a toddler or young child, you did not know how to forgive. And by not forgiving the situation or people involved or ourselves, the cords grew, binding that energy to us. And our subconscious took in more physical world teachings and conditionings of fear and fed that fear energy to the original victim energy, making it stronger. And through this subconscious vibration of beliefs, we've created the reality of our lives for years. But now you're changing all that. And we began last week by setting into motion the new belief that you deserve to be happy. And this energy began rewriting your neural pathway of belief that's held you back in some or all areas of your square of life. Now, in the first chapter of the workbook, Florence shares insight to our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Our superconscious knows that we're limitless possibility in raw form. Our superconscious knows, our higher self knows and fully understands that whatever we can dream of is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. That's how we can dream of it. It's already there. That's how we can think of it. That's how the idea pops in our head. Our subconscious hosts all the teachings and conditioning of the physical world that tells us we're undeserving, not good enough, not lovable, unimportant, and unworthy. The subconscious believes this, and it believes that we're limited in what we can be, do, and have. Our subconscious believes this because neural pathways in our brains have been written with this information so it must be true. Our superconscious knows limiting beliefs are not true, and the conscious has struggled trying to get by, trying to be happy, wanting to believe we can experience something better, but afraid and unsure of how to make that happen. Because when we try to create something better, painful energy of the past comes forward to be healed, and we don't know what to do with it. So the limiting beliefs held by our subconscious win again, and we stay stuck in a life we really don't like. Well, I want to be very clear that when we shift our energy into that higher vibration of love, something you really want to experience, that energy, and the resistance energy, that pain of something from the past that goes, you can't do that, it won't work, you're going to get hurt, when that comes forward, so many times it freaks us out. And I want you to know that the energy of that experience, that energy you feel right then, right there, is the worst it gets. That panic of fear, that's the worst it gets. Because when you start looking at it, it begins to lose its power because you're bringing it into the light. And the darkness cannot exist in the light. And you're looking at it and observing the energy. And when you observe energy, it reacts differently. It reacts differently when it's observed than when it's not observed. And this has been scientifically proven. And this is what we're learning to do in this program. To face less than love energy, and when you face it, it loses its power. You bring in the light, and the darkness cannot exist in the light. And if there are any cords that are connecting you to it, we're going to learn how to disconnect those cords, and I will walk you through it step by step. And if you need to disconnect cords right now, you can use the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program in the Mastery Tool Library. It walks you through the process step by step. And I want you to be really clear on this. When you shift your energy to the higher vibration of love, anything that's been hidden will come up. And in the past, you were probably alone in trying to process through this, and you may have been uncertain on what to do. You're not alone anymore. You're fully supported by other humans, including me, to safely process through deep-rooted pain of the past. And there'll be things that come up that totally surprise you. Don't be afraid. It's through our conscious awareness that we begin to change our reality. So this is what happens. We consciously realize we don't like what we're experiencing. Then we hook up with the superconscious and decide on what we would like to experience, something we already have at a higher plane of existence, something that already has our name on it. So if you can dream it, it's there. You can have it, you can be it, you can do it. And then we take action steps to achieve what we really want, whatever we're guided to do by our higher self, our intuition, our angelic team. But when we step into a new vibration of consciousness, that higher vibration, it challenges the lower vibrating beliefs of the subconscious by resurrecting pain from the past. So the fear-filled energy of the hidden beliefs that have blocked us from having what we want come forward to be healed. And they're not coming forward to punish us. They are coming forward to be healed. But most people don't know that. We don't understand that the fear-filled energy is in our face to be healed. All we know is how painful it is. And we judge our attempt to create something new and different in our lives, to create that happiness in our lives, as a failure because all this pain has come up. When the reality is, it's an opportunity to heal deep-seated painful beliefs and thought patterns so we can be free to experience a new reality, something better. The human thought process breakdown is not knowing that the uncomfortable energy we feel in our body is based in a belief that's painful for us, a belief that began as a victim experience, a belief that is not true. And for years, we've been taught to let it go, to let go of the belief. But we live in a human body, and the human body functions from a brain, and the brain operates through neural pathways of belief, and letting go doesn't rewrite the neural pathway. But shifting the energy of what you wish to experience does. And to fully shift your energy, there's a process. Number one, identify the energy you wish to experience, and this energy can be for anything. Last week we chose happiness, which is the basis for everything we want to be, do, or have. Two, shift from the energy you're in to the energy you wish to be. Three, acknowledge, face, and disconnect from any less-than-love energy that's revealed by bringing it into the light. Number four, claim that new energy and use the Rewrite Your Neural Pathway exercise we talked about in the last call. And that PDF file is in the Mastery Tool Library on the private website. And use the exercise for 28 days to rewrite the energy of the belief that's held you back. And number five, consciously choose to be in the love or above energy as much as humanly possible. And this works for everything. If you need help, reach out in the private Facebook community, that loving community of support. I'm in there. I'm there to help you. And your fellow mastery students are also there to support you. And I've seen where a few of them have actually written, if I can help you, please reach out to me personally. The mastery community is awesome. You know, we've all walked these shoes before, no matter who we are, and we will support you. So, prosperity, joy, and happiness begins within, with the energy of our mindset, to rewrite our governing neural pathway of belief. And when we think about it, we can tell our subconscious, I don't believe I'm not worthy, undeserving, or unlovable. I believe I'm good enough, I'm worthy, I'm deserving, I'm lovable. Unfortunately, saying these statements once in a while without the full force of the energy shift behind it will take a long time to rewrite the neural pathway of not good enough, if ever. Shifting and maintaining our energy at the higher vibration of love daily for 28 days, and maybe not as long as 28 days, depends on what the neural pathway is for you, how powerful it is. That will rewrite the neural pathway of belief and empower you to create the highest possible outcome for you in every area of your life. And with that neural pathway rewritten, your three levels of consciousness can be brought into alignment. So we began our 28 days to rewriting a neural pathway of belief last week. Our power lies within our ability to choose the energy we wish to be, and we have the opportunity to choose in every moment, even when something awful happens. Once the initial shock of a painful life event, that when that surprise has worn off, we then have the ability to choose what energy we wish to be in. And it may take a few minutes for the shock to wear off, or it could take a few days. But when that happens, when that shock has worn off, then we can choose less than love or love or above. Now, last week, we learned that our little dog Magic, our little boy with four paws, has bladder cancer, and it is serious. The prognosis for bladder cancer in dogs is not good. And it took me 3 days to overcome the shock of the information. And your prayers helped me to process through this pain, and I'm very grateful to you. And I want to thank you. And I am happy to report that between Magic's medication, Chinese herbs, holy water blessed by John of God, your prayers and healing energies, Magic is improving. And, oh yes, my dad, Big Jim, in the angelic realm, they're reminding me that they are helping too. And I know they are. And I want to add here that if you are grieving the death of a loved one, you must allow your human body to grieve. Okay. So when we recognize that we're vibrating at an energy that is less than love, that less than love energy creates life experiences that we don't like. So when we realize this, we must choose to be a different energy to take our power back. Now, I believe that the number one struggle for humans is fear. Sometimes we live our lives drowning in fear, but never physically dying. And I know about this because I've done it for years. The key is to recognize fear energy for what it is. And most of the time it manifests in our lives as worry. Being worried or concerned about something is not of love energy. So when we're worrying about something or concerned about something, we struggle in the dark. And that's what it feels like, struggling in the dark. Now, this is very important, so write this down. Worry blocks us from seeing opportunities and possibilities. And to be really clear, being concerned about something is a form of worry energy. So you really need to just knock it off as best you can. We create our reality through the spark energy of our thoughts. And that energy forms matter, and we experience that formation as our reality, as experiences and material things. Worrying is living in the energy of fear of something that hasn't even happened yet. The energy of worry is based on an illusion, a perception of the human brain that's not made manifest as a reality yet. But it probably will manifest as our reality if we keep focusing on the painful energy of worry. As humans, this is what we're wired to do. Society teaches us to worry and to be afraid. We're led to believe that being concerned about something or someone is the loving, responsible thing to do. We're taught that if we don't worry about our lives and people that we love, then we don't care. But this isn't true. The reality is that when we worry about something, we give our power away. And without our power, we're helpless to create something different, something that's not of worry energy. And worry makes us feel isolated and alone. And it attracts to us what we're worrying about. What we must accept is that anything less than love is fear. And fear cannot exist in love, and love cannot exist in fear. We're either in love energy or fear energy, never both at the same time. It's one or the other. And the reality is that worrying is energy that holds darkness. And when we worry about the people we love, we surround them with darkness instead of light. When we pray for them from the love of our heart, we surround them with light. And then when we worry about them, we negate our prayers because we turn out the light. I know you try to let go of worry. You push it away and you give it to God, and then you take it back and play with it. I know you do this because this is what we humans do. Take it back and play with it. I encourage you to go to the Mastery Tool Library and listen in to the full program to meet your worry angel to get more insight into overcoming the human need to worry. Now, for this class, I want to share with you a very powerful healing, cleansing journey with love energy. I love this experience, and it is incredibly powerful. But before we begin, we'll quiet our minds with the exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra, and I do use this with permission of the Chopra Center. And let me preface it by letting you know we're going to ask some questions during the exercise, and don't get hung up on trying to answer them. Simply live the questions, and life will move you into the answers. So please just place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart, on the beating of your heart, and take a deep breath. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life and embrace the energy of gratitude. And take a deep breath of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor, and now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Take a few deep breaths and breathe fully from your heart. Together, we set the intention to connect with the angelic realm of love. And so we begin. With the highest of intentions, we pray. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love and allow only those of the light of God to connect with us. We ask for your presence to help us to connect with the divine love of you, our Creator, to heal all aspects of our being. May this love dissipate our fear and shift us to the glorious state of love. Bless this divine intention to connect with the love that is our essence. In deepest gratitude, amen. Breathe deeply and focus on the experience of your breath. And with a slow, deep breath, allow yourself again to feel the beating of your heart, beating as one with God. And see before you a mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark of the tree. Step into the welcoming heart of this beautiful oak tree, becoming as one with the tree, as one with the life force energy of the tree. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Notice that the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath and expand the healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart and throughout your body. You are one with God. Now see before you the hand of a healing angel reaching for you from the other side of the tree. Take the angel's hand and step out the other side of your grounding tree into the realm of the angelic. As you look around, you discover you're in a beautiful, lush, green garden with beautiful flowers. And before you is a pathway leading to a sparkling, magical waterfall of love. Your healing angel walks with you to the waterfall. The pathway leads directly into the water. Step gently into the pool of healing, cleansing water. It comes up just above your ankles. Hold out your hand to catch the water falling from above. It's the perfect temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Watch as the water flows through your fingers and notice how it feels, gentle and healing. And as you watch the water flowing over your hands, your fingers begin to glow. Softly, they're cleansed of the negativity of the physical world. Take a deep breath. Slowly move forward into the gentle shower of the healing, cleansing waterfall of love. Softly, peacefully, the liquid love streams down over you, quieting your mind chatter to peaceful flow. Even with the water flowing gently over you, it's easy to breathe. Breathe in deeply. As the love streams down over you, you see and feel the darkness of negativity and fear begins to wash off your body. Your clothing begins to disintegrate until you are completely free of physical world restrictions of any form. The negativity and fear is transformed to love. When the outside of your body is cleansed, the liquid love enters through the top of your head as a healing elixir. Ever so gently, this glowing liquid love flows down through your head, through your face and ears, into your neck, slowly, slowly flowing, healing as it travels, transmuting fear and negativity to love. The healing elixir flows through your shoulders, simultaneously moving down through each of your arms into your fingers, healing the cells of your body. Brilliant light begins to emanate from your fingertips. Then you feel the healing love slowly moving from your shoulders down through your chest and your back. Breathe deeply, slowly, down, down this healing, warm love energy flows down your back and through your vital organs to the bottom of your spine, through the pelvic area to your thighs. Slowly, the healing energies of the water flows down through your legs to your knees. Breathe deeply. As the healing energy moves down through your calves, you experience the exhilaration of love moving through your body. And as the warm healing elixir moves into your ankles and feet, take a deep breath and allow the miracle of love to pulsate throughout your body. Now you notice that not only are your fingertips glowing, but your entire body is glowing with brilliant light of love. You are the love light of God incarnate. As you stand here beneath this magical, miraculous waterfall of love and light, you experience the essence of who you truly are. Breathe deeply. Embrace this radiant, joyful feeling of love. Breathe deeply the gift of who you are, a limitless spiritual being of limitless possibilities. In this moment, you experience the perfection of you. Perfect love, perfect health, cleansed and cleared of the negativity and fear of the physical world, whole and perfect in the true essence of your spiritual form. You notice your vision is completely clear. No glasses, no contacts. Your hearing is perfect. You hear the gentle slosh of the water and birds singing. Your sense of smell is perfect. You smell the clean, clear water and the gentle fragrance of the flowers. You are love. Pure, simple, unconditional love. You notice the path that led you into the pool now leads you out. Slowly step out of the pool of water and hold up your arms. Healing angels place a velvety, soft, snow-white garment over your head to flow gently down your body. Breathe in deeply and embrace the feelings of complete freedom, joy, and love that you are. There is only joy, love, and light. Breathe deeply and graciously embrace all the love that is yours. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. You are love. It's time to return to the physical world. Your healing angels walk with you back to your grounding tree, bringing with you the power of love that you are. Thank them for being with you. Now lean into the heart of your grounding tree and notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree, taking the joy of love with you, fully grounded and returned to the physical world. You've shifted into love source energy at the highest level possible for today. As you grow spiritually, you'll be ascending your vibration higher and higher. This guided journey is in the Mastery Tool Library, and it's titled Cleanse and Clear, and it's under Guided Journey Meditations. If you're feeling emotional, know that you've healed on a very deep level, and that the human body processes love by crying. Drink lots of water to help your human body align with this higher vibration of love. And know that prosperity mindset begins from deep within. To achieve a true prosperity energy, the shadows of your heart must go. And the only way to dissipate those shadows of fear is to bring in the light. Bring in the light of love, joy, and happiness. You know, we're so often told that seeing is believing. To truly transform our lives to something better, to stop struggling and bring our version of heaven on earth to our reality, we must believe to see. We must be the energy we wish to experience, to bring in the light, to see through the darkness of this physical world. Our human way of living is to focus on what we do not have. The enlightened way to live our lives is to focus on and be the energy of having already received what we want when there's no sign of it in sight. Through the energy of love, we take our power back and rewrite our neural pathways, those subconscious records. And through that resurgence of empowered energy, we experience a higher outcome, the results we long for. So this completes our second class module. And if you have questions, please raise your hand by pushing *2 on your phone, or you may type your question into the queue if you're on the web. Rewriting your neural pathway to be happy is a lifestyle. Do it every day for 28 days and you'll have the neural pathway rewritten. So continue rewriting with your happy energy to fully believe you deserve to be happy. Ask yourself the energy assessment questions that we talked about last week when you wake up in the morning, and then reevaluate throughout the day to maintain the highest vibration of love possible. And that information is in the Rewrite Your Neural Pathway PDF file in the Mastery Tool Library, and we did experience that last week in our call. and use that jumpstart your power exercise or the shift your energy meditation or any other tool that you are drawn to that's in the Mastery Tool Library or that you already have to help you maintain the love vibration. And use music, music that makes you feel good as a love energy trigger to recapture the love energy vibration you wish to be in and activate the essence of love within you. And before falling asleep at night, invite your worry angel to join you and visualize giving him your worries. And do that anytime during the day when you discover yourself worrying. Keep him employed. There's nothing sadder than an unemployed worry angel. Now, your homework for next week is to read Chapter 7 of the Game of Life workbook and complete the inside assignments for that chapter. And remember, if you don't complete all the inside assignments, do not beat yourself up. Simply do the best you can, and the universe will bend time to make sure you get what you need for the day. The most important thing for you to do is maintain your energy. The class calls, the digital downloads, workbook, and the inside assignments will support you to do this, but you may only need one at a time to manage maintaining your love or above vibration. Now, our next class module call will be next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and if you haven't already, please post how you were introduced to Florence in the private Facebook community and post any questions that may come up for you between now and next Tuesday. So I do want to thank you and honor you for being a part of this call and this program. I celebrate you claiming your power to create your version of heaven on earth. I know you deserve to be happy in whatever form happiness is for you. And I hold you in the light of empowered and happy from that love essence that is you.